I had an exciting moment the other day. I popped into a shop. I had to queue to get in, of course, because there were already two people in there. And to be honest, it wasn't terribly exciting. It wasn't a bookshop or an antique shop or one of those lovely establishments which used to be called junk shops, but which are now usually given something rather posher as a name, depending on the whim of the proprietor. It was a greengrocer. I went into a greengrocer. Cabbages, carrots, potatoes, the usual sort of thing, and walnuts. The squirrels who live in our garden have their drays in our trees, love walnuts. And now that cinemas, theatres, bowling alleys, amusement arcades, pubs, restaurants have all been shut to protect us from, I don't quite know what, we all have to find our excitement and fulfilment in the ways we can. And watching squirrels crack open a walnut shell and enjoy the nut inside is pretty good fun. So there I was, in the greengrocer's. I had no mask on because I wasn't intending to rob them. I was wearing a Panama hat because that's excellent protection against sun, rain and seagulls. I was standing behind a line painted on the floor, because they do that these days, keeping the legally acceptable distance from me to the till, just close enough so that I could reach the counter if I stretched out. I put down my purchases, reached into my pocket, took out my wallet and removed a note. The assistant behind the till looked at me as though I were about to hand her a grenade with the pin removed. She wore plastic gloves and a mask, but no hat or goggles. I don't know about her feet. She may have been wearing galoshes. "Cash," she said. Reminded me of a handbag. Anyway, "cash," she said. "Yes," I replied brightly. It seemed an odd question, but these are strange times. "People keep giving me cash," she complained. "You're the third in a row." "That's nice," I said, handing her the note. "You should pay with a card," she said sternly. She reluctantly took the note between finger and thumb, as though it might explode. A bomb disposal expert would have accepted a pinless grenade with far less fuss. She hurriedly stuffed the note into the till and threw some coins down on as my change. "They should make cash illegal," she said, as I picked up the money and the purchases. "It's dirty and it spreads diseases. It kills people." I tried to offer her some reassurance. I pointed out that it's always been known that real money can carry bugs, but it's pretty well okay as long as you don't eat it. And washing your hands will usually get rid of the bugs. She didn't want any reassurance. She'd been terrified by the government's brainwashing techniques and by the fake news spread by the mainstream media. I could have talked to her for an hour and not soothed her terror. There's an irony for you. The biggest source of fake news these days is the government. The mainstream media carries more fake news than the internet. There was a story in the papers I saw about a taxi driver who had allegedly caught the coronavirus from a note he'd handled. This was a good reason why we should all abandon using money. How could anyone know that he'd caught the coronavirus from a note he'd handled? Getting rid of cash is another one of the government's many hidden agendas, and their dream will soon come true. They're getting closer and closer to achieving a cashless society. An increasing number of councils are installing machines in their car parks, which insist that motorists pay via an app. That's what the sign on the machine says. I haven't got the faintest idea what an app is. They don't want you to pay with cash anymore. I hate council car parks. First, they insisted that you key your car number into the machine before you could pay. I can never remember the car number. I always have to trudge back to the car, write down the number and trudge back to the machine, where inevitably a queue has formed before I can pay. I think they want the car number for two reasons. First, so they know where everyone is all the time, and because they know if you aren't at home, they can send somebody round to nick your TV set. Second, so that if you have some time left on your ticket, you can't be a bit of a good Samaritan and give the ticket to a motorist just arriving. Isn't that just the meanest thing? They're deliberately trying to stop people being kind. Sorry, I must stop rambling. A cashless society will not be much fun. No sixpences under the pillow from the Tooth Fairy. No giving a few quid to a homeless person so that they can buy a jacket, some shoes, or a bottle of plonk. No crisp note tucked into a birthday card. No saving coins in a piggy bank. No excitement from a half crown, or whatever the modern equivalent is, tucked into a hot little hand by a loving grandma. No tips slipped into the grateful gloved hand of a hotel doorman. No coins tossed into a hat for a busker in a quiet, dull street or an underground station. No coins for an arcade machine, no coins in a wishing well, and certainly no three coins in a fountain. A cashless society will be duller in a thousand ways. Giving money digitally is no fun, and if you don't know and trust the recipient, it's risky too. Cash helps children learn the value of money. Cash helps stop people getting into debt. Credit cards, on the other hand, encourage uncontrollable debt. The woman in the greengrocer's, falsely terrified into believing that my plastic £20 note was going to kill her, probably didn't realise what she'd been manipulated into wishing for. Credit and debit cards enable governments to track our every move, and they enable the card-holding companies to record everything we buy and when we buy it. Use a card at a supermarket and they know exactly what you buy and what you don't buy compared to last week. I know a woman who stopped buying tampons in her weekly shop. She was suddenly bombarded with advertisements for baby clothes and prams. Her husband wanted to know why he found out he was about to become a father through their shared email account. Cash gives a sense of the reality and importance of money. Plastic encourages waste and unsustainable expenditure. But cash can be stolen, they say. Well, yes, it can, but you can only lose what's in your wallet or your purse. Lose your plastic and you can lose everything you have and some you don't have. Bank fraud is growing and it's no fun. We had a bank account emptied by a thief through no fault of ours, and I wouldn't recommend it. Finally, they can cut off your money in seconds with a few keystrokes. If you speak out and cause trouble, they can and will close all your accounts just to shut you up. If you don't obey the social distancing laws, they can turn you into a beggar overnight. And in a cashless society, that won't be much fun. You think I'm exaggerating? You don't think they'd do that? Let me tell you something about smart meters for electricity, those absurd little machines which the trusting and the innocent and the oh too honest have allowed their power company to install. The UK's absurdly fashionable Department of Energy and Climate Change has boasted that if people have smart meters, then energy supplies can be cut off if they're using too much electricity and only restored if their energy consumption becomes more conservative. I have no idea who decides how much is too much. With a smart meter, they can easily cut off your power and therefore your phones and your Wi-Fi if you put unauthorized messages on the internet. They don't tell you this stuff, and when they try to persuade you to have a smart meter fitted, they just tell you that it'll help you save 9p a year. So the bottom line, next time you go into a shop and they don't want to accept cash, put your purchases down on the counter and tell them you'll go somewhere else where they do take cash. That's the only way we can fight back. Use cash as much as you possibly can. Thanks for watching An Old Man in a Chair, and thanks for all your support and encouragement. I haven't authorised any ads or any sponsorship. And if you want more information on a wide range of topics, please visit my website. You're always welcome, day and night, www.vernoncolman.com. No ads, no sponsorship. If you want to see more videos from me, please subscribe to this channel, because for reasons which I cannot possibly understand, and even if I could understand, I couldn't tell you, they're not always easy to find. Thanks very much for watching.